Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Monday here in the show. You know what that means? Got a lot to talk about. 2-hour Raw tonight. 2 hours. Hopefully they start figuring out how to do these 2-hour shows, so they're not better at 3 hours. I don't like coming on this show and saying, you know what? Raw was better at 3 hours. I want Raw to be better at 2 hours. Then we can keep it at 2 hours. But I don't got my hopes up. So we'll talk about Raw. We also got Collision and Battle of the Belts this past weekend. Rampage. Got a lot of shows coming up, including Dynamite. And man, I got to say, if you watch the AEW shows this weekend, they are going out of their way to advertise matches in advance and segments. We already have 7 segments for Dynamite. Last week at this time, I think we had 1, maybe 2. Now we have 7. And we also have a match announced for Rampage. We have 2 matches announced for next week's Dynamite. So we're moving forward here, and it is a big improvement. So we'll tell you about everything going on NXT tomorrow as well. Samantha Irvin is leaving WWE. WWE has booked a date at the former ECW Arena, which will be for an NXT show. And then we've got a lot of updates on various things, including the Rolling Stone article on the writer's room in WWE, Ricochet appearing at the Maple Leaf Pro shows this weekend. Some good matches from those shows, by the way. We got Toni Storm and CMLL. She had her debut. Did not win, but had her debut. And in New Japan as well. So a lot of stuff to get into over the next hour. Mike Sempervivi will join us. You can text us if you'd like, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4W Online at gmail.com. F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian. There you are. Where were you?
I've been. Where have you been?
Well, I mean, Jared and everyone, they're saying, where's Mike? No video, no audio, nothing, you know?
Been here the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
As you've been staring off into space here in between segments.
I'm sorry. Mm.
Where have you been the last couple of days?
I've been very busy. Hey, Dom, how was Dynamite?
It was very enjoyable, and you know me being grumpy about the Mercedes match being the only thing we had 2 days prior to the show, but that match with Aminata was pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. So Dom confirms, at this time last week, we only had one match announced for that Dynamite show. And now things have changed. We have a whole bunch of matches announced for Wednesday. Well, we have a bunch of matches and segments as well. But we've got Mark Briscoe and Chris Jericho in a ladder match. Ladder war for the Ring of Honor title. We've got the Elite and Jack Perry, the Bucks and Jack Perry versus Private Party and Daniel Garcia. Sammy Guevara gets the debut of Shelton Benjamin and Sammy's return from concussion. Camille and Queen Aminata. House of Black will be in action. Hook will confront Taz's attackers. And we'll hear from Kyle Fletcher. So there we go. That's a lot of stuff announced so far.
That wasn't so hard, was it?
Hopefully they'll keep this up.
Yes.
We already have something for Rampage. Mike Bennett, Matt Taven against the Gates of Agony. We got that announced. Next week's show, Swerve Strickland and Shelton Benjamin and Chris Statlander versus Camille. Let's keep it up. I like it. There you go. Let's talk about some actual news. Samantha Irvin is gone. Her time has come to an end as a Raw ring announcer. Thank you to every WWE fan who accepted me. She thanks the locker room, the crew and the cameramen, WWE superstars past and present. She doesn't thank the ones from the future, though. Thanks Paul Heyman, Road Dogg, Triple H, Mark Henry. To the fans, my entire career I've been waiting for you. You were meant to be, and I can prove it. Stay tuned. All my love, Samantha. My presumption is that she's heading to AEW. I don't know that for sure, but that's my presumption. Go and do work there with Ricochet. So
my presumption is she's going to take some time off, maybe dabble and try to get some outside gigs going for herself or do some interesting things that she wants to do and possibly even maybe settle down with Ricochet and have some kids. If we're just spitballing where she could possibly go and what she could possibly do, why not that one?
That's your prediction? All right,
sure,
well.
Sure, why not? Well. And then she'll end up in AEW.
All right. I will say AEW sooner rather than later. I don't even know if she's on Raw tonight, to be honest. Like, is this it? I don't know. I don't, and apparently it is. Let's see. Well, yeah, I guess I'm going to try and find out, actually, if she's there tonight. I'll ask. But they I don't think WWE was expecting this. And so they got to get her going. So if you're a ring announcer, now's your chance.
Well, I think they got enough of those fellas and ladies, do they not?
No.
Mike Rome? They don't have one right now. Mike Rome.
He's already on the show. They need somebody for Raw. They need a Raw ring announcer.
Well.
And they need a good one because she was good.
She was good.
So
she was very good.
Maybe Lillian will do it tonight. She just signed that Legends deal. So that's a possibility. But, like, they got to get this going.
You bring Tony Chimmel back?
Doubtful.
I like Chimmel.
I suppose you never know. WWE also bringing NXT to the former ECW arena for the first time ever. It's booked for Wednesday, November 6th. You know what that means? Well, I can tell you exactly what that means. They are not running head-to-head with the election. They're moving from Tuesday to Wednesday that week, which means that's going to be your next AEW versus NXT head-to-head battle. This time it will be on AEW's day. NXT will be from the ECW arena.
2300 arena.
They're going to book everything they can for that show, and it'll be on the CW. And if you look at the numbers, I mean, CW is back to doing pretty much what they were doing in USA. So I guess we'll see going forward.
Can I get just one moment, please, of Steve Corino on WWE programming? Can I get one moment of Steve Corino?
While they're the ECW
on
arena?
On NXT, please give
I
me that.
I would not be the least bit surprised if they do some sort of ECW. But you know the one thing they can't do is have Paul Heyman there. They're not going to waste Paul Heyman's return for this ECW arena show on a Wednesday night.
No.
But you could have, you know, the Sandman. He could be there.
Tommy Dreamer.
I guess they're working with
NXT.
No, we're working with TNA.
I mean, TNA, yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Same thing.
He could be there.
Joe Hendry.
RVD.
Yeah, well,
he could be on the show.
Well, how does that work? Because he's got that wacky Legends contract. He can do some things, but not other things.
This person suggests RVD and Javon Evans. As long as Javon wins.
I'll take that.
I mean, I'd be fine
care.
With
I'll
it.
I'll take RVD winning. Who cares?
Blue Meanie suggested. That's... Yeah, he could be there.
Kimona Wanalea?
Francine. I have no idea where Kimona Wanalea is these days. But we know Francine's around. She was on the show a while ago. She was great. We should get her back,
in fact. She was.
No, the zombie can't be there. He passed away. But he was a nice guy.
Is Shane Douglas still on the 86 list?
I would suspect he probably won't be there.
Yeah. Amish Roadkill and Danny Doring?
All right.
He won't.
We had six former WWE writers coming forward to accuse Vince McMahon of creating a hostile and sexist work environment. This was in Rolling Stone. There's really not a lot to say about this because this Rolling Stone article was like, it was exactly, I shouldn't say exactly, it was very similar to the Vince McMahon Netflix documentary in the sense that if you listen to this show, if you subscribe to The Observer, I don't think that you read it and there was anything that surprised you. It was basically a confirmation of everything that we've talked about for a long time. And I actually have, you know, friends that, I mean, they know what I do, but they don't watch any wrestling whatsoever. But they watched the McMahon documentary. And, like, for an average person that doesn't follow wrestling, like, they went, oh, my God, what the heck? Like, yeah, yep. But for someone who knows, you know, this kind of stuff, it's like there's no new information there. But, I mean, there was one thing that I thought was interesting. And this will get everybody angry at me. But, you know, if you listen, you don't need to get mad, okay? Vince is a horrible person. He is a creep. He should not come back to WWE. He's, I mean, okay, can we at least get that out of the way first?
All right.
So do you remember when all of this happened and everybody was, you know, how could anyone in WWE not know that this happened? Remember that one? How could anybody not know?
Yes.
Well, here's an article. They interviewed 6 former writers, all of which do not like Vince McMahon at all. They have nothing but negative things to say about Vince McMahon. And all of them said they had no direct knowledge or any information about what happened with Janelle Grant. Nobody knew. Now listen, am I saying that nobody in WWE knew? Of course not. You know, there were people that knew. There are people that knew that are no longer there. And who knows? There might be some people there that knew that are still there. And if there are, let me make this clear. If there are, they should be gone, okay?
Yes.
But this idea that everybody knew, like everybody is responsible. It's a terrible company. Everybody who works there. The thing with a guy like Vince is they try to cover their tracks, and often they do a good job of it. And I know that everybody read the thing and they were like, oh, you know, Vince was texting pictures to production people and bragging and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if I buy that because it doesn't make any sense. If you look at everything else around this, it's like, it just doesn't make any sense. I think a lot of the things that Vince texted were like his fantasies or whatever. And people bring up, hey, Nick Khan, Triple H. I don't know. Maybe they knew. If they knew, they should be gone. But so far, we don't have any proof that they knew. And as you move further down the ladder, like, there's plenty of people that had no idea about any of this. So here we are, 6 writers. None of them knew anything. And they're all people that very much dislike Vince. So if they did know, they'd have said something. And they still said they had no knowledge of it. So anyway, why is the music not coming on?
We're about 10 seconds away from break.
No, my clock's never wrong. We'll talk more about this after the break, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. If you want to text us, what are your thoughts on any of this? 425-780-7566 is the number. 425-780-7566. I should mention, by the way, Dom, why was that break late?
The computer glitched on me, so yeah, it was an error issue. Not you, Brian.
It was not my fault. I want everyone to know that. I was right, is the point. I was right. Hey, tonight we got Raw, Jey Uso versus Bron Breakker for the Intercontinental title. Seth Rollins and Bronson Reed go face-to-face. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus the Creeds. This is a World Tag Team title contenders tournament. Also in the tournament, Kofi and Xavier versus Occam and Rezar. So we got more of this Kofi and... You know what we should do is like... How long until Kofi and Woods break up? We should do a... is it over and under 6 months? Over and under three?
Where does that put us? 3 months? So
I'm talking from here.
We'll say 4 months.
We can do six more months from here?
No, well, we got to look at it not only by months, but also by pay-per-views. Because does it happen by the time the Royal Rumble comes along and then we get a big match at WrestleMania where they're fighting with each other and then Big E walks out on the stage and then they fall like Pedro and Bruno and Shea Stadium and they embrace and they can't believe what they were doing? Got to look at it that way.
Brian Rose notes here that next month is their 10-year anniversary, so we probably got four more weeks of this before they finally break up.
Have 10th anniversary merch.
Or if it's November, it actually could be 2 weeks from now. 2 weeks. Will they break up before Austin and Waller? Hey, I asked.
That's actually a good one.
I asked, and the answer is they first began teasing dissension. Waller and Austin Theory at Elimination Chamber 2023. So was that February?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Roundabouts. Pre-Mania.
All right. Elimination Chamber 2023 was in February 18th. It is October 21st. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. They have been teasing a breakup for 8 months now. Is that longer or shorter than Wardlow and MJF? That's a long time.
And before anybody tries to say long-term booking, it's not long-term booking. It's just teases of dissension that have not really gone anywhere because they're not ready to pull the trigger for whatever reason.
That's long-term. It's been 8 months. That's a definition of long-term.
No. It's been extended. Doesn't mean that like long-term booking would mean you planned it out and there's thought and you have an end date and all of that sort of stuff.
Maybe they do.
Or something happened where I think
maybe
honestly,
in February they thought, let's break them up at the Royal Rumble next year. Let's go 11 months. Maybe that's what they thought. You don't buy it?
No, I don't. No, but I have a feeling that maybe they thought Austin Theory, they had an idea for him to, because I think he would be the baby face in
of
this
course.
Exchange. So I think they had an idea and it just went sideways at some point. I have no idea, but I wish they would make them, while they're there, a little more active in the tag team scene. I mean, they really do. Talk about AEW's tag team situation. Like, that could be improved much better in WWE as well.
We had a bunch of shows this weekend internationally, including the debut of Maple Leaf Pro. And story there is, like, they're working with everybody. They got folks from New Japan. They got folks from AEW. They got folks from Impact. They plugged all those shows during the show. They had Takeshita working the main event both nights. And the first night, it was a non-title match with Mike Bailey, which apparently was like the best match of the weekend. Just an incredible match. Second night, it was him and Josh Alexander for the title, which also was apparently an incredible match. Then Ricochet showed up to challenge Takeshita for down the road in the international title feud. And we had, I mean, Giselle Shaw was there facing Athena for the Ring of Honor Women's World title. Phantasmo was there on the shows. We had Jake something and Trevor Lee and Stu Grayson. All those guys were there. Bully Ray faced the former Jinder Mahal in a tables match, which did not get good reviews. A bunch of rigmarole there at the end, dudes running in. We had, and who else did we have there? Oh, it was, what's her name? Harley Cameron was there as well. And QT Marshall worked the show. Rocky Romero was there. So yeah, those were the two debuts. They were on internet pay-per-view, I believe on, was it the former Fight? Triller!
Triller.
The Thrilla on Trilla, I believe Mauro Ranallo called it. So that was that. Then Tony Storm went to Reno, Mexico and debuted there. Oh, my God.
Why was La Catalina ever in a mask while she was in WWE?
I don't know, but I just realized something insane. First off, Tony Storm lost to La Catalina. And
like the dressing.
I don't want to tell this story.
Tell the story.
Nah, it's just something different.
Oh, now you tease a story after being gone for 2 days, and now you're not going to tell the story.
Maybe I'll tell the story someday, but it's not that important.
All right.
So, yep, that's that. And then we also had Royal Quest, where Sonata did not defeat Zack Sabre Jr.
I am shocked.
I'm not. I knew he wasn't going to win, Mike.
No kidding.
You're supposed to be an expert in Japanese pro wrestling. He thought he was going to go back to his hometown, his home arena, and lose to Sanada? Nah. Not happening.
Is there an H in Sanada
now? Nah. He ain't losing to Sanada. Not happening.
That's the amount of charisma he has? Nah.
Actually, the way I said his name was way more charismatic than, like, his work.
Oh, whoa. Don't say that. His work is fantastic.
His work is fine.
His outward charisma, not so much.
You know what? I have a problem with his work.
Why?
Because I have a problem.
Tell us, Fez, while you
Because
while
I have a
have
problem
this.
With the spot that he does all the time, which is I'm going to put him in the skull end. They're about to go unconscious. But instead of just winning, I'm going to go up and I'm going to go for my moonsault, and then it's going to fail. You know how many times I've seen him do that spot? Hundreds. Hundreds and hundreds of times.
Ric Flair off the top of the turnbuckle. You know what I'm saying?
No, but this is like the guy's, he's like, he almost has the match won, but he gives it up to do another move, which then fails over and over again. This is like someone trying to superplex Kevin Owens. Like, get a clue, buddy. That don't work.
One of the things you love about wrestling are matches with a million moves sometimes that you question, why are you doing those moves?
Yeah, damn right.
It right there. Now you got a problem with Sonata. My God. What's wrong with you?
I don't have a
problem. Never liked that man.
I don't have a problem with Sonata.
Never liked that man.
I didn't like the guy, but I have a lot of questions about Sonata. Like, why does he not just finish him with that skull end and win more? That's number one. Number two, why a fella who was not overly charismatic? Can we all agree that he's not like a fountain of charisma?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the one thing that he had was like his hair.
It was an incredible Lions man he had going. And
so he wins the IWGP heavyweight title.
Yes.
And then his plan is, I'm just going to get a normal haircut now.
Well, his suit game was fantastic, but he became just one of five guys.
He was just a guy.
He became a god.
In just five guys.
When he was supposed to be the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, not a Sonata. Didn't like it.
No.
Brian, do you think...
I got a better question.
Yes.
Why does he not get that bicep surgery? And
because
just,
that's the thing in Japan. There's so many guys at work hurt, and they don't get the surgery and such.
It's insane.
I don't know why. Maybe he can't get an MRI like me. I'm still waiting. Supposed to be yesterday. Now it's next Sunday.
Well, you know what?
My knee's going to be totally healed by the time I get this MRI.
Brian, at least it's not your head, because as soon as you get the MRI, then you're going to have to start paying on the MRI. So, look, just it's going
to... Well, no, my insurance is supposed to cover the MRI.
The whole thing, 100%?
Yeah.
Damn, look at you.
It's actually... You want to know something funny? Plan. You know what's something funny?
100%.
Okay.
Damn. Good.
I used to pay way too much for insurance. I got the best insurance for, like, the whole family, okay? Mm-hmm. And every year, nobody ever had anything go wrong. And so I'm just paying out, like, $25,000 a year for nothing, okay? And so last year, it was like, what am I doing, dude? This is ridiculous. So I literally got the absolute cheapest insurance that I could get in Washington State. And then everybody had something go wrong. Every single solitary person. So this is just the way things work. Now I have to decide, like, in December, it's like, so what do I do now? Do I just presume Paisley's going to be in the hospital for 3 days with an asthma attack again in the emergency room and all this? Or what? But anyway, my insurance will pay for the entire MRI, but they got to approve the MRI, which is taking forever. It'd be cheaper to pay out of pocket at this point. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we, like, maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, listen, is there a doctor in the house? Should I tell you what happened to my knee and see if anyone can diagnose this?
Sure.
This is weird.
All right.
All right. So my knee has kind of been a little weird for like a long time. And every now and then it wouldn't hurt, but it would sort of feel a little bit weird. And you know how like every now and then your finger's like, my finger, okay, you crack it and it feels
crampy.
Like normal again.
Okay.
So my knee would kind of feel a little bit weird. Mm-hmm. And so if you stand on your feet,
yes,
and you go like boom, and you kick your own butt. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I could do that and my knee would pop and then feel normal.
Uh-huh.
And it would only happen every now and then, maybe every once a week or so. It's like, oh, that's kind of weird.
What age did this start?
It happened forever. I've been wrestling and gymnastics and jiu-jitsu forever. I mean, things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I could do everything and there was no problem. So every now and then I would do the butt kick and it would crack and then it would feel fine. So one day I'm rolling, okay? And I was going to do a butterfly sweep on this guy. So what that is you sit, you know, you're sitting in a butterfly, my knee's all the way bent, and I just went to lift the guy. I go to lift him, and it goes pop. I was like, "Wow, that was a loud one," but like it didn't hurt or feel bad or anything. It didn't feel unstable, so I kept rolling, finished class or whatever. But I was like, "Man, that was loud." So class is over, and it kind of started to cool off, and it's kind of like, it kind of hurts a little bit. It feels kind of weird. So I went home, and I remember being in the kitchen, and I was like, "That feels kind of weird." So I go to do the butt kick that I always do. Man, I did that one, and it popped loud, and then it hurt bad. And I was like, that ain't good. And like, I couldn't walk very well. I was limping around. I was like, God, that hurts. So I remember going upstairs, and I like laid on my back, and I was like trying to just bend my leg all the way. And when I bent it all the way, if I strained it after that, it would pop and hurt every time. It was like it would kind of get a little bit stuck when it was fully bent. So you bend it, and then like I would straighten it, it would pop and hurt. I was like, this is not good. So I went to the chiropractor and, you know, whatever. And I was like, if this doesn't heal, I'm going to go get an MRI. So I just do all my stuff, whatever. And over time, it starts to feel a little bit better. And then I can walk and then I can run and then I can start doing everything again. But it, still, if I bend it all the way and then straighten it, it pops and hurts. After about 5 weeks or so, now I can bend it, straighten it, and it'll pop, but it at least doesn't hurt. So, like, if I go down all the way into a full squat, like, all the way down, and then stand up, it would pop. But it wouldn't hurt. So then, like, you know, 8-9 weeks, no pain, doesn't seem like it's loose or whatever. And, you know, it'll sometimes pop, but it feels like it's healed, mostly, okay? So I go to jiu-jitsu one day, and I remember it was a week, it was like on Monday, I was like, my knee actually feels like 100%. This week. At Wednesday, I'm showing a bridge. Lay on your back, trap and roll bridge, do this bridge and pop! I was like, ow, ow, that one hurt.
Lisa, what in your neck?
So I you know, go home and it's like, I'm limping for a couple days. It's not like as bad as it was the first time, but it's like, yeah, I did something. That's not good. And then Friday comes and I decide, I gotta take it easy. I'm just gonna like, roll with a little kid, and I go to do a knee cut pass, and man, it was done. Boom.
She took you down and just.
It was a female child. Okay, just destroyed my knee, dude. I can't even get off the mat. Like I have everyone bow out on my back, and it took me an hour to get from the mat to my car. Like it was a half hour to just be able to get my pants off and change my pants. And then I have to get all the way to the car, and then somehow I could sort of drive, so I got home and everything like that. But I was like, oh, man, I did it this time. It's done. So, okay, well, I'm going to probably have to get an MRI this time. But let's just see what happens. Like, give it a couple of weeks or whatever. It's like the first week, it's just horrible. But, like, by about a week, okay, it hurts really bad, but I can walk. And it doesn't feel unstable. And so we're now 6 weeks post hurting it again. I think it'll be 6 weeks on Friday. And the thing now is, like, it doesn't hurt at all.
Yeah.
The only thing that I cannot do is I can't, like, get on my knees and sit on my heels. Like, if you're sitting in someone's guard. I can do it, but it takes me a good 3 minutes to, like, slowly. Okay, oh, man. Slow. And then, like, once after 3 minutes, I can sit there without pain. But it takes a while to get there. But the weird thing now is it doesn't pop anymore. The pop is gone. So what is going on? Now, I am going to get an MRI next week. But, like, I've got this crazy theory that the first time I hurt it, I had, like, a partial tear. And, like, part of meniscus ended up in the joint. And that's why it kept popping and getting stuck. And then this last time, I just, like, totally tore it. But now that piece isn't stuck anymore, so it's actually healing without the piece stuck in there. So I'm wondering if I'm like, go get the MRI, and they'll go, yeah, it's torn, but it's mostly healed. Just do, like, physical therapy. That's what I'm hoping is going to happen. Or they'll say, hey, you know what? You got a little piece in there. We're going to scope it out, and you'll be good as new. But right now, I don't know. It's taken so long. What's going on? So if anybody knows, if anybody has a theory, like, if you're a medical professional, let me know.
I cannot believe that you have
applied. I just spent 4 minutes on that.
I cannot believe you have applied your after dark brain to this injury. Thankfully for you that you have gone, what are you, 52? 52 years of your life.
I'm 49, you idiot.
49 years of your life without ever having any meniscus tears or anything like that, because...
Oh, I'm sure I've had partial tears.
Yes, and that's exactly what this sounds like, and you got a bunch of junk floating around in there. Now, it is possible, it is very possible, that over time, you have not only injured that, you have partially torn an MCL or something like
no.
that. That is, I doubt it, but it's possible. But it sounds to me, because you are 49 years old, that, like... maybe it's just time catching up to you. I know.
No, refuse to believe
that. That's a sin in your world. I know. I understand that. But it's probably just time for them to go in and clean the thing up, get it scoped, clean it up, be good as new.
Well, maybe I'll live tweet from that MRI machine on Sunday. You can all
you
follow
should.
Along.
Why don't you?
Because I don't think you can bring a phone in there. You might blow up.
Yeah.
Yes. No, actually, I am not hyper-flexible, this person who asked.
Do you wear a bunch of jewelry? You have to take all those jewels off there, getting in the tube. Or do you do the open MRI because you're a big coward?
I've never had an MRI.
That's it's amazing.
I've never had to have an MRI before.
Are you scared of closed spaces
no,
and darkness?
No, I'll be fine.
Okay.
I'll do anything to get my knee fixed.
Just let me know, too, how it goes with the music, because they give you these headphones to put on. If they put you, and I've had on my knees, on my head, on all sorts of issues that I've had MRIs for, but whatever it is, they always screw up when they give you the headphones and the music is either blaringly loud and it doesn't really work because you have these, you know, thumps of the MRI that are going, you know, as you're doing it, or there's no music in it at all, or they put on the wrong station. It happens every single time. I never get the right music when I'm getting the MRI.
I hear the YouTube chats all over this one.
Are they?
Yeah, what do you want me to do about it?
There are medical experts in there.
Should
what
I go
they
read
saying?
Some of this? Oh, there's chat medics, apparently.
A chat medic?
That's
chat
even better. chat medics in the YouTube chat sounds horrible. Now, this person here in the...
glad they have this kind of time to watch us.
A text message bin says, Brian and Mike, do you think it was a mistake for Undertaker to endorse Trump or take a shot at Batista? I ain't going to talk politics on the show, but man, what a week we've had. What a week we've had. That Batista video that he put out, and then apparently like Undertaker and Kane, right? Didn't they do something together? Undertaker and Kane?
It would make sense.
Supported Trump and made fun of Batista.
Is Glenn Jacobs still the
this actually is a thing because I think BBC America is going to be doing a story on why are all these wrestlers endorsing Trump and vice versa?
Because there's nothing else for these folks to talk about that are more pressing. Let's talk about the heads, talking about the heads, talking about the heads. Journalism sucks.
Oh, Mark and Glenn, this person says. So yeah, Undertaker and Kane.
Mark and Glenn.
I don't think people realize
the Mark and Glenn podcast is coming, guys.
Trump has been affiliated with WWE since WrestleMania
four and five.
Yeah. 4 and 5. They were, you know, at Trump's was it
Trump Plaza?
Trump Plaza.
Trump Plaza Hotel.
Yes.
Casino.
So they did two shows. Trump is clearly like a big fan. He did that WrestleMania. He called after the limo exploded to make sure Vince was okay. They put him in the Hall of Fame. Then, of course, you know, once he became president after a couple of years, it was like, you know, even Vince was like, we need to distance ourselves from this guy. We don't want to get into politics. So, like, they never mentioned he was in the Hall of Fame. It was just like, you know, no mention whatsoever. And then, you know, obviously, you know, Kane ended up winning office. Undertaker is his brother. I know he's not his real brother. But, like, if you guys understand wrestling, like, they're brothers. It's just the way it is in wrestling. It's weird. And, yeah, here's where we are. It's a weird world that we live in.
What was your boy's name in the forum from back in the day who would always...
Linda was in Trump's cabinet. That's right.
Kayfabe commentaries would always send questions in. And he would always ask... How big is Batista's whatever?
Yes, people always ask that question.
After finding out about Donald Trump this weekend, relaying stories about Arnold Palmer in the shower room.
That was unexpected.
I wonder if Trump would ask how big Batista's is.
Maybe he has. Mm. I don't know. All right, we had two shows this weekend. And the big story on SmackDown is they're building to Jey Uso joining Roman Reigns and Jimmy.
No yeet.
And we got about 6 weeks for it to happen, so they're taking their sweet time. But it's your typical WWE thing where, like, every week the fans want it more and more. I mean, they were going nuts for Jey last night, and they just held it off. And they're going to take their time, and he's going to end up joining Roman and Jimmy. And then we need one more guy. Is it going to be Cody? Is it going to be Sammy? Who's it going to be? I guess we shall find out. But that was the big story there. And we had the debut of the Motor City Machine Guns, who look great. Mm-hmm. And they'll be facing DIY next week. Winners get a tag team title shot. And Kevin Owens is threatening to quit WWE, which I think is probably, you know, because people are thinking, is he going to go to AEW? Well, now they've done a storyline to make you think perhaps he will go to AEW. I would not expect him to go to AEW. And then for a Collision and Rampage, or Battle of the Belts, and Rampage, actually. The shows were better because they were all focused. Like, Rampage was about giving people wins for a Collision match or a Battle of the Belts match. Collision was about setting up matches for the next 2 weeks of television, which is good. And then Battle of the Belts, ironically, is like, the show got canceled, and this ends up being the best one they ever did. The most meaningful one. We had big stars. BCC was there. They had an impromptu match for the Trios titles. We had a very good international title match with Okada and Kyle O'Reilly. We had Mariah May and Anna Jay non-title, which Anna Jay actually won, which shocked the crowd. And so now it's Anna Jay versus Mariah May for the title. But that's that. I mean, this is what Battle of the Belts should have been on day one. And instead, it was just like another hour of programming that didn't always have title matches, virtually never had title changes. It was like, finally they got it right, and then show's canceled. But maybe they'll bring it back as a pay-per-view or something. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now.
America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, I'm too much a professional to talk about this on the air, but man, have I wanted to for a long time.
I know.
Oh, man. Hey, we got Raw tonight, we got NXT tomorrow. NXT has got Julia and Stephanie Vaquer against two members of Fatal Influence. Which two? Don't know. Io Sky and Kairi Sane against Lash and Jakara. They're working all the shows now.
Well.
Oba Femi versus poor Luca Crucifino. That poor bloke.
Somebody's got to die.
Jada Parker and Tatum Paxley.
I love Jada Parker.
I hope Jada Parker puts a hurting on
old
Tatum. Hope she breaks her toys.
Rips her head off like the doll's head.
Yeah. We need a commercial where Tatum Paxley's crying about how her toys got stolen. If only she had a ring camera or whatever the sponsor would be. Appearance by 2023 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion Cole Custer.
That's a NASCAR name, brother.
Man.
Like old Buckshot Jones.
Of course, Cole Custer is coming to NXT.
Is he in the double zero?
And we will hear from Trick Williams and Ethan Page ahead of their match. I know it's old Jobber Javon ain't advertised for the show. Oh, he'll probably be in a backstage segment somewhere, being all silly. And that's the lineup for tomorrow night. I'm excited. I like NXT on the CW. Yeah. All right, we're going to wrap it up, everybody. We got a lot going on, and I'll be back later on today with more. Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer. Lots to get into. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.